Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a good Friday evening. It's still Friday evening. We only got a little time left in here thanks to the Long Hawks game. And what a disappointing setback for them tonight. We're going to make the best of it here. We're here with the Chill Midnight on the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker, Adam Cherowski, other side of the glass here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we are on each and every Friday night during the high school football season. A strange Friday night tonight because there are no games in GHSA. Around the state. This week was built in to be a bye week to allow the teams to get to use Mercedes-Benz Stadium for three consecutive days. Remember, you got to have it for three consecutive days. And that place is busy. That you know, not just when the Falcons play or when they have a game like Georgia and Georgia Tech's coming up or the SEC Championship game or Celebration Bowl. There's something going on down at that place all the time. And so you got to get in there when you can. And so that is what the High School Association has managed to do. The games will be playing on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, again, the championships, the 15th through 17th of December. So last year this time, we're going to call Chris Parker in. Chris, you remember last year this time, we had the storms that came through, and we kind of needed some time to make up some of those games. There's nothing to make up this time, thankfully. You know, we didn't have any bad storms that disrupted our games this season. And so everybody's on schedule, so everybody's off. I don't know if you had a chance to communicate with any coaches this week and what they all plan on doing tonight. I imagine their wives probably had something for them to do tonight. going out to dinner or something.
I'm sure the bills at the local restaurants all across Georgia, the receipts were a little bit higher tonight. You know, everybody had to take the wife out tonight.
Yeah.
You know, that was a good move. So, no, Sam, I don't know. You know, you've been watching this even longer than I have. I don't know that I ever seen a November Friday night with no game. Not one.
Never seen it.
But
never
the GHSA, how about that?
Never seen it before. And
yeah.
But that's what we have this year.
Yeah, it's what we have. I mean, it's not my favorite, I'm not going to lie, but it's also not my favorite that they're playing college football on Friday. So you know my rant on that. So yes, they're going to do it anyway, even though it's not my favorite. But I would rather us have games, but we don't. But it does, because we don't, it's a great opportunity to regroup. It's a great opportunity for us to talk about and kind of have a chance to really look at what we're going to see next week.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that is what we're going to do with the time that we have here until midnight. We're going to go through the brackets of the different classifications. I know this week one of the big topics with high school athletics was reclassification. We're going to put that on the back burner and dive into that next week when we have more time. This week we're going to talk about the classifications and the high school High School Football America Top 300. Shout out to Jeff Fisher, friend of the show. We're going to still call him a friend because we always jump on him because
He's a good friend this week, Sam.
You know, the algorithms always had them California teams up top, right, in his top 300.
Not this week.
How about that, Chris? What do you think?
Well, Grayson, number one in the High School Football America. Yes, great. I mean, the Grayson coach is going to tell you that that doesn't matter if we don't win five more games. But it is nice to see. First time in a long time we got a Georgia team ranked number one in the nation.
Yeah.
Not one in the state, number one in the nation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess that's a good place to start as any as we talk about the different brackets. If you got yours dialed up there, you want to take a look at them wherever you are. Go along with it, starting with Class 6A. And we talk about that classification and some matchups that jump out to us that, next week. And Grayson is in that upper left bracket, part of the section of the bracket. Got some good teams there. You got Carrollton in there. You got Colquitt, who's going to come to play at Mill Creek. That's going to be the GPB game next week. It's going to kick off at 6:30.
Sam, this quad, I mean, the whole 6A bracket, just shows you what makes Georgia football great. I'll say it quickly, but we say it all the time on here. What makes Georgia high school football great is not exactly that our absolute best team can be number one in the nation. That's actually not it. What makes the state great in high school football is the number of great teams, right? So when you look at this 6A bracket, I mean, even in the first round, you're talking about some battles with excellent teams, with excellent coaching staffs, excellent players, two of them. Somebody's got to lose in round one. You start at the top left corner, Sam, of this bracket, and you see game one of that. Colquitt County, Mill Creek, game one. If I'd have told you Colquitt County's playing Mill Creek for the state championship in the last 5 or 6 years, you'd be like, yeah, maybe, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
They're playing in round one. The game's in Gwinnett County. Colquitt's got to come from way down in South Georgia. Playing at 6:30, apparently.
You know, we
picking these things, Sam? Or
we're going to pick them up, but I know they'd much rather play at 8. You know how they are down there.
Oh, yeah, they'd rather play at 8. I don't know. GPB might have to play early so they can get the playoff show going, you know. But, Dom, I'm not scared, so I'll pick. You don't have to pick, Dom, because Stevenson ain't in 6A. But I say Colquitt County's going to get them.
You think so?
I think so.
You got that one. You got that one there and that one, but there lies next with Norcross. And Grayson.
Norcross, Grayson next. So the winner of that game gets Grayson. So think about, I'm talking about how great of a battle that is. And then the winner of that game gets likely Grayson. Grayson playing Norcross, right?
Yep, that's him. That's him. The number one team in the High School Football America 300. You got Marietta at Harrison in the bottom half of that same bracket. And also North Forsyth taking on Carrollton. And Carrollton's a team you want to watch, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Carrollton's team's going to play for a while. No offense to North Forsyth. But Harrison and Marietta is another example of what I'm talking about in this 6A bracket, Sam. Marietta's tied for the region championship, but it was a three-way tie, so they got the three seed. They're playing Harrison, who's only lost one game all year. I mean, just a couple of battles in this quadrant here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Going down to the bottom half of it, Collins Hill's got to make that long trip down to take on Lowndes. And that's gonna be a tough one. South Gwinnett, not too far. They got to go to North. And that's that sleeper team we always talk about. North Gwinnett kind of flies below the radar, even though they're a really good team. And you watch for them when you get to this time of year.
Yeah, this is – North Gwinnett's a team to watch. We talked about them last week, I think. You know, Lowndes is going to be really good. Lowndes coming off a tough loss in the Wintersville Classic. But Collins Hill, Gwinnett team, they'll be good. That's a good game. South Gwinnett, Coach Lamar will have those guys ready, but North Gwinnett – yeah, they're really good. When you look at the other two games, you got Hillgrove and North Paulding. You also got Westlake and West Forsyth. Now, I think West Forsyth is a region champ. Westlake's still kind of rebuilding on what they want there. Yeah. But that Hillgrove and North Paulding game is a really good game, Sam.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, Hillgrove had a great year. North Paulding beat Marietta to get a share at her region championship. That's a big-time game. What you think about that one?
I think that's going to be a really good ball game. I had a chance to look at North Paulding last week. I was out at Marietta and watched them play and watched them win that game. They were pretty impressive as they played their way to that number two spot in their region. So we watch and see what happens when those two teams get together. Going to the right, going up top, and we watch East Coweta playing at Denmark. That's going to be a team that got to go up to Forsyth County for that one.
Yeah, East Coweta's had a little bit of a disappointing season if you look at their record. But you look at their record, you need to click the link and look at who they played. And they're 3-7, but their record is really good. So, I mean, their record's really bad. Their schedule's really tough. So Could they sneak up and beat a team like Denmark? Possibly. But I'll take Denmark.
Yeah, we'll watch and see what happens with that one. You got Walton and McEachern also in that bracket, and McEachern's just been on a roll this season.
Yeah, they've been rolling. But, you know, Walton, that's a county team. They're going to be familiar with each other. You know, it's not a great matchup, but, I mean, I got McEachern winning the game. But I just know I would expect Walton to play him tough. I really would.
I would as well. We got Archer, who came on some this season. They're playing at Brookwood, who finished very strong. And these teams are not that far. They're not that far apart. They're right down the road from each other, kind of.
Yeah, county game, another one. Walton and McEachern, a Cobb County game. Archer and Brookwood, a Gwinnett County game. But it'll be a battle. That'll be a tough game. I think Brookwood's a little bit better. But Brookwood has a running back, Sam, that is a dude, man,
guy.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Brookwood in that one. But Archer, prove me wrong. Use this as bulletin board material. You know, prove me wrong.
Let's see what they're going to do out there, see what Archer's going to do. And then Decula, they draw the long road trip. They got to go all the way down and play at Valdosta, the winner of Wintersville last week.
Yeah, Valdosta seems to be rolling. That's going to be a tough matchup for Decula, but congrats on making the state playoffs. Hope they feed you good on that way down to Valdosta. Stop over at the Golden Corral or, you know, somewhere over there in Macon. You know, make a nice trip of it. But prove me wrong if you want to. But Valdosta pretty dang good. I think Valdosta may make a run this year.
Whoa. We want to put a pin in that one. Let's write that down and put some red marks up beside Chris picking them. Lambert and Douglas County. What do you make of this Douglas County team?
Douglas County's really talented. They've been kind of banged up. They haven't been able to get everything going at the same time, and they play a brutal schedule. You know, so they lost to Carrollton. They lost to Buford. Well, so have a lot of people lost to Carrollton and lost to Buford. So I think they are a team that doesn't have that 10-0 type record. But listen, nobody wants to play these guys. I'm telling you, they're a nightmare matchup. Lambert had to play really well to better match up to them. But Douglas County is a team that they could really make some noise in this bracket.
You're going to be playing that one out in Douglasville. You got North Cobb, also a team, one of those teams this season. You know they're talented. You know you got a veteran coach that can get them there. Could this be a breakthrough postseason for them? They got Paulding County.
Yeah, North Cobb's Coach Queen getting the region championship, the one seed, you know, with a really young team. You know, they're a young team. North Cobb and North Gwinnett playing with losing a lot of starters last year, weren't really sure what they'd have. They come in and win the region, a really impressive job. They draw an overachieving Paulding County team in the first round. I got a North Cobb, Douglas County second round game there, Sam.
All right. And then you got Peachtree Ridge against Newton. I think this is going to be a really good ball game.
This could be one of the best games to watch on the whole bracket. Both offenses are good. I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be a battle. I'll go Newton in a close one.
Yep, they're going to be the home team. They're going to be playing at Newton against Peachtree Ridge in the bottom half of their bracket. Very last game in the 6A will be Buford hosting Richmond Hill.
Now, let me just say quickly on this. I got Buford, okay?
Okay.
Because I got Buford winning it all. We may talk about that in a second. But, man, Richmond Hill is really good. Like, they couldn't have got a worse draw. Because I'm telling you, Richmond Hill could beat a lot of teams on this bracket. I just don't think they can beat the one they drew. So Richmond Hill's really good. But Buford is going to win this one, and I'm not trying to jinx Coach App, but I got Buford going all the way, Sam.
You hear that, Coach App? I don't know how Coach App can feel about that.
I'm not trying to jinx him. I'm
You're
sure he's sitting at his radio right now on the edge of his seat. But I'm sorry, Dom.
Okay.
I pick what I really think, and I've got Buford. And on the other side, you know, you got a Carrollton-Grayson quarterfinal. You know that, right?
Yeah.
This is why they have power rankings, so you would never have that again. But you got a Carrollton-Grayson quarterfinal, and so one of them will be out in the quarterfinals. I think the winner of that game will play Buford for the state championship. And I do have Buford playing Valdosta in the semifinals. So I thought Valdosta would make a run. And maybe our sleeper, North Gwinnett, in the other quadrant. So I got a Final Four of either Carrollton or Grayson. I don't want to pick that one. I'm not sure. And the winner of that will play North Gwinnett. And then I got Buford and Valdosta on the other side. Buford wins. Carrollton-Grayson winner wins. And then Buford winning the state championship. Dom, you going to be a man and make a pick on this, who wins the state championship, or just me?
Dom, Dom's going to try to be silent over there. He's not going to try to say anything.
Stevenson tonight. Can't play 6A too, Dom, so I don't know if you
can. I know. I'm looking.
I'll say this, though. You go to the High School Football America 300 poll. We mentioned that Grayson was up top, but there are other Georgia schools, some schools that we just mentioned. Buford, we just mentioned, is at number 8, the team that you say will win it all in 6A.
And that's below Grayson. So, like, I'm actually picking an upset. I want that on the record. I'm picking an upset.
There you go. Carrollton,
like, the favorite is Grayson, yeah. What number was Carrollton?
Carrollton is 39, and North Gwinnett
39.
And North Gwinnett is 41.
There ain't 38 teams better than Carrollton. Get Jeff Fisher on the phone, Dom.
We need to call him and get him on this thing. he's also got Douglas County at 48. So of the teams we mentioned in Class 6A, there's the teams that the way that he has them ranked this week in the High School Football America poll. Got Valdosta at 71. So those are teams that are in 6A that he has ranked at least in his top 75 of his top 300 for this week. So we just give him a little nod to him since he finally allowed a Georgia school to be ranked number one.
And then, of course, in the same episode, I picked them not to win the state championship. So there's your motivation, guys.
There it is.
Use it. Bulletin board material. I gave it to you, Grayson. I just said you weren't going to win the state championship. Use it.
Well, I tell you what. Last week we talked about Locust Grove and how they had done and how they were an amazing team. Day-Day Lewis had a chance to catch up with their coach, and when we come back to start off the top of the hour, 7 o'clock hour, we will hear from them about what has this team playing so well going into the postseason. You're just starting here on the Scoreboard Show, headed for the 11 o'clock hour, just with you till midnight tonight. You got Sam, you got Chris, you got Dom on the other side of the glass. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
scoreboardshow.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Welcome back into the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Ingles. So glad you're with us on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw in our Midtown Atlanta studios here with you for another hour, along with Chris Parker. Glad you're with us. No games on this Friday night. It's built into the schedule that we have no games. But next week, the high school state playoffs for GHSA will begin across the state, and we'll be watching the scores because as they roll in here next Friday night. Of course, tonight we've been setting things up, and we talked a little bit about 6A classification a little while ago. Before we dive into the 5A classification, I tell you, we're going to hear from Day-Day Lewis. Chris, we talked last week about Coach Gary Fisher and the job he'd done down at Locust Grove. We didn't have a phone number for Coach. Well, Day-Day,
I don't even know Coach, but I want to shake his hand, but I knew Day-Day could get it.
Day-Day did, and let's get to this preview now that Day-Day Lewis has with the coach down at Locust Grove.
We'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline now where Coach Fisher is joining us. Coach, first off, man, congratulations to you and the guys on a phenomenal season that you all have had to this point. Especially with winning the program's first region championship. And I know the mission is not complete, but just how proud of you are the guys on that accomplishment.
Man, I'm extremely proud, man. It's been a long road. You know, I took over the program 4 years ago, and, you know, this is something that we worked for. You know, there was my first class, the 2026 class, was the first class of guys that I inherited, man. So, we always believed that we can get to this stage. We knew it was going to take a lot of hard work, but having some kids that's dedicated and actually see them, you know, follow through and actually accomplish their goals, man, is unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, for me personally, just kind of looking at it from my side of things, man, it's a really big deal because we all know with the new way GHSA is going to be seeding teams next year, you know, getting a number one seed is not going to be necessarily a guarantee winning a region championship moving forward. So, man, very big deal, man. You know, very happy for you and the guys.
Thank you, man. Yeah, and I think, you know, that new system is obviously going to change things up a little bit. But I'll tell you what, man, to win this region that we're on, our region, we got some quality football teams in our region, man. So it was a dogfight all year. And I think if you look at the power rankings now, and just apply them to next year, we'll actually have five, you know, we could possibly have five teams coming out of our region that would make the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, man, it's going to be interesting. And like you said, you guys got one of the toughest regions out there. For you, like you said, man, you took over 4 years ago and it's been nothing but progression year after year. Overall, what do you feel were some of the big factors in regards to how you and your staff were able to turn things around there at Locust Grove?
Well, the number one thing, man, that I talked about, you know, and I wanted to bring to Locust Grove once I got here, I thought I think the biggest thing in building a program is establishing the coach-player relationship. And when you do that the right way, I think that's the next best thing to family. When kids know that you really care about them as people, they're willing to go through the wall for you. So I wanted to have to surround myself with a number of great coaches that wanted to have great relationship with players. And I think that's what feeds our program is that we're all family around here.
All right. And look, obviously as a coach, you always believe in your guys, but was there a particular moment when you kind of looked at this team and said to yourself, you know, without a doubt, man, I think we can finish out on top of this region this year.
Yeah. I mean, I going 9-1 is awesome. I think that the early in the year, game three, we played against Stockbridge. A game that we was actually in control for most of the game, and we ended up with a 1-point loss. And I think just watching our guys respond to that loss in that fashion, how we responded, man, really carried us throughout the season. And, you know, everybody just got more detailed about their job and the accountability level went up because we was able to point out those mistakes and we felt that we lost that game rather than that we actually got beat. And, you know, it just heightened awareness around the program. And like I said, our preparation became more detailed and the kids just took more accountability and getting everything done.
Spending time here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Coach Gary Fisher, head coach of the Locust Grove Wildcats, joining us here on the High School Scoreboard Show. All right, Coach, a little extra time this year with the way they set up the playoffs. Everyone gets that bye. What's kind of been your focus as you guys start getting ready for next week?
We really went back, man, and just looked at, you know, we watched some of our film from previous games. You know, normally at this time, we've been watching our cut-ups in the, from the season. But, you know, obviously we got an opportunity to prepare for a game. But like I said, our focus has always really been about us first. Mm-hmm. So we went back and looked at some different plays and things of that nature on both sides of the ball and special teams as well, things that we can get better at. And the things that, you know, we did some things really well. So we wanted to focus on those first and foremost. And then obviously we started preparing for our first round game against Centennial, which is a really good program. So, you know, at this point, you know, we know what we can do physically. And we're really focused on the mental aspect of the game and just staying locked in and staying in shape and conditioning. And, you know, we're pretty healthy right now, but we want to make sure we continue that. So we've been able to get in the weight room a little bit. And, you know, it's good to be practicing in November, I'll tell you that.
I bet, man. That's always the goal, right? All right, Coach, one more before I let you go. Man, just talk about some of the guys in particular that have really, you know, impressed you with some of their leadership on and off the field this season that's helped this program achieve what you all have achieved so far this season.
Well, I'll start, man. The first two guys, man, I'm going to mention, man, is number one, I'll mention our quarterback, man, Amon Parker. You know, and that was, like I said, he class of 26, but he came over from the middle school, and I knew he had the potential to be a guy, and I've seen him grow throughout the years. And obviously, you know, we felt confident to be able to put the ball in his hand every play. But he's the leader of our offense, and he does a great job. I mean, he's one of those guys that put in the work ethic. He got the guys out here on Sunday throwing the ball on his own, running his own practices and things like that. But, you know, he got the ball in his hand, man. And then our center, Tayson Neely, you know, and he's been such an integral part of our team and leader on our offensive line. But, again, there's two people that's going to touch the ball every play, and that's those two guys. They're four-year players, man, four-year letter winners. So those are the brick and mortar of our team right there, man. And just moving over to the defensive side of the ball, man, Our defense has been playing lights out the last couple weeks, man, led by our senior defensive end, Bryce Robinson, who just rallied those guys up and does a lot of great things, man. Our Mike linebacker, Zachary Adams, does a great job as well. But our senior leadership and our team is so special, man. And I could mention all 19 of our seniors, but – all of them play an integral part into what we're doing and our success. I'm so proud of those guys.
Awesome, Coach. Well, man, again, man, really happy for you guys and the success that you've had, and I want to wish you all nothing but continued success as you all get ready to get the playoffs started next week. And thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show.
All right, not a problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Day-Day and Coach Fisher. And I tell you what, Chris, you can hear the excitement in coach's voice of what this team has been able to accomplish. It's been a process for them.
Yeah, he's done a great job. And, I mean, yeah, you just hear the passion he has for the team, the kids. And, I mean, I hope they're already starting to build that statue outside the stadium of him or something, because, guys, I'm telling you, winning the region championship, that's a tough region.
Yeah.
That's not one of these easy regions. Tough region, Jones County in that region, Ola. I mean, these are some teams that
Stockbridge. Yeah.
I mean, these are teams that are very traditionally good. So to win that region championship from where that program was when he took over, losing, you know, going 0-10, yeah, great job. And you can hear his voice. He's proud of his team. He's excited. And, you know, now they got a chance to win in the playoffs, which is also special. So, you know, Centennial will be a tough game for him, but I got him winning that one.
All right. We got some time here before we close out this segment. Let's see if we can't run through this 6A, or through this 5A, and just pick some of the teams we want to see. We see Statesboro's in there, that tough upper right. They got Habersham Central. Second's your first timer. Got a tough assignment. Got to go to Whitwood Academy.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I think it's great that second year's in. I think second year will continue to be a team you hear about. They'll be in the highest class next time. But Woodward Academy, pretty tough draw. I got Woodward Academy in that one. Statesboro back playing well, so Statesboro going all the way up to Habersham will be a tough one.
That's one of those programs kind of like Griffin. You hear, you know, used to hear about them a lot, and this season they're back in the playoffs. It's great to hear. Villarica at Northgate, and then Woodstock at Thomas County. Ooh, Thomas County Central, yikes.
Yeah, I'll tell you this one quick because I know we got a little less time for this one, but I got Thomas County Central winning the whole thing in this matchup. So I love Woodstock, man. That's close to my house. Mm-hmm. And Coach Devine, great guy. Hope they take care of them kids on the ride down to Thomasville. It's a long way down there. But maybe they got some Golden Corrals on the way or whatever. But enjoy that playoff. Get them a T-shirt, whatever. But Thomas County Central, yeah, they're going to win that one and some more.
Yep. The bottom half of that draw I'm looking at, there's Clark Central in there at Effingham County. Shambly made it in, but they got to go to Roswell. We talked all season about what a tough draw Roswell was going to be for somebody. You got Noonan and New Manchester. I like the sound of that game, Chris.
That could be a really good one. Yeah, that's probably the best game in this quadrant in round one. And then you got Coffee and Sequoia. You know, and Coffee, really good, won the state championship year, beat Sequoia on the road to that. Now Sequoia get a chance to see if they can win that one. How about this in this quadrant, though, Sam? Effingham County, I got them winning over Clark Central in round one. So prove me wrong, Clark Central. But I got Effingham and my friend John Ford getting the win there. And if he does, they'll match up with Roswell, his team.
Old school. How about that, right? That's something that's kind of things happen at playoff time. Upper right, Lee County's coming to Cobb County. Lee County's going to be in Marietta next Friday night.
That's going to be a good game. Sprayberry 9-1, really good, only lost to Sequoia. It played really well all year. But Lee County, always good in the playoffs, but a 3-seed in that region because it's such a tough region. I don't know. I'm going to go Lee County just off of history. But I can see Sprayberry. That's going to be a battle.
Yep.
For a first round game.
That's going to be a really good ball game there. You got East Paulding's got to go down to Langston Hughes. Dunwoody is in. They got a tough trip. They got to go up to Gainesville. Winder Barrel got to make the trip all the way down to Brunswick.
Yeah, those games I don't feel like will be as close. I think Hughes and Gainesville and Brunswick win those, but I do think that's a tough quadrant though. So look at some of these second-round matchups, these third-round matchups, these quadrants, Sam. You got Lee County or Sprayberry playing against Hughes.
Yeah.
You got Gainesville playing Brunswick. You know, you got Roswell playing Effingham on the other side. You know, it's just tough game. There's a lot of good teams in these top few brackets.
Down on the bottom right here, the top none is somebody you know coaching who has his team doing very well at Creekview. They got a tough assignment at Houston.
Somebody at the GHSA got a problem with my friends in Cherokee County. My goodness, these guys have got to drive all the way down to play teams that they probably going to have a hard time with, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
At least Houston County's only halfway to Thomasville. So Creekview has the halfway trip, you know, because I know everybody up here, Sam, Don probably thinks everything below Atlanta, South Georgia, like one of those people. But there is a middle Georgia,
and they got some tough teams down there, too.
They do, and Houston County might be one of the toughest. So Houston County's going to probably win that one. Then you got Lovejoy and Rome. Lovejoy had a nice year. Rome really good. Milton traveling to Shiloh. How about that one?
How about that one, right?
Milton on the road. Are they the best 3-seed anywhere?
They may be. They're going to get a test out at Shiloh and see what happens there. And then, of course, Glenn Academy, Jackson County to wrap up the 5A.
Jackson County with the first ever region championship, too, like Locust Grove.
Man. All right. We talked about two of the classifications. We're going to come back and jump on another classification. And also, Austin McCall is going to have a preview for Langston Hughes. It is the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night, abbreviated version and a playoff preview version. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. High School Scoreboard Show. Playoff Preview Edition. Sam Crenshaw with you at our Midtown Atlanta studios along with Chris Parker. Got Dom Chorosky working other side of the glass. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. And we're also thankful to our sponsors from Prometco. Brought to you by Prometco Scoreboards. The Prometco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to PrometcoScoreboards.com. Chris, we're going to get into 4A and 3A. It's the last segment. We're going to hit a lot of them and probably move through them pretty swiftly. But Austin McCall did do a preview with Langston Hughes. And going back to the High School Football America poll, Langston Hughes is number 32 this week as they're being very generous. Once again, Jeff Fish has been really including the schools from Georgia with Grayson being up on top. Langston Hughes is number 32, and here's Austin with the preview, a playoff preview with their team.
92.9 The Game. It's your boy Austin McCall reporting live from the A. I am here with Langston Hughes head coach. Coach, how you doing? Coach Nico.
Hey, how are you, man? Glad to be on the show.
Coach Nico Hines is joining in, man. I'm happy to have you. I mean, you got the Panthers rolling this year, dog. How you feeling the first year as the head coach?
Man, first year back, I was offensive coordinator 2022, man. So it's just a blessing to be back. You know, always when you got a great support system, a great culture, and a great AD, man, I think it makes everything easier.
Man, I grew up under Willie Cannon. That's the AD at Langston Hughes High School nowadays. What was the transition like going from OC to head coach? Because I think I met you a few times when I came through and I came through to say hey to Boone, and I saw you a couple times and you had the offense rolling. You were the OC with Air, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
What was that transition like coming back and having full control of the school?
Well, it's nothing that can prepare you to be a head coach. Mm-hmm. I would say that. You know, it's just some of the things that, as a coordinator, you don't even think about. But when you become the head coach, it's kind of a priority. So I just think with having a guy like Coach Cannon, like I said, alluded to earlier, like an AD that can kind of lead me in directions, kind of when I don't know where to go or when I have questions. You know, he's been a head coach for years, AD for years. So just to have somebody to lean back on, I think was big for me.
Do you feel like the goals you set for the team this summer have all been achieved or are all in reach?
Nah, we got one more to go, man. So most of the goals, I would say that, you know, 1-0 was a goal. To just go 1-0 every game, you know, to win the region and to win the state championship. So I think we're 2/3 of the way down. So I got one more left.
Can you tell me a time this season where you felt like the guys had to really, really fight through adversity?
lost Carson, freak injury at practice. So going down, it's been the next man up the last two or three games. So I just think it's a testament to the guys buying in and believing, you know, not being selfish, being selfless, if anything, and being prepared when their time is ready. So I think that's the big thing. I think that's helped us out a lot. I don't think we have to kind of be worried about anything. The culture is good. You know, guys are used to winning. So, like I say, it's just guys waiting on their opportunity, and I think they've done the most with it.
Coach, how do you guys have such a depth of talent? I mean, people for years in Georgia kind of slept on the talent that was on the South Side, and now it feels like every other year there's a team competing for a state title coming out of the South Side. How do you guys decide who to bring in and who to allow to actually become a part of the team?
Man, I think it's the culture. You know, I think I've been at Creekside before. It's a culture there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the culture at Langston. So I think it's the culture and that you're going into, and I think people that come there have to understand the culture. And sometimes that it works out for them, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, I think if a kid comes in and buys into the culture, I think that'll, like, jump start them to some success.
Can you talk about some of the guys that you feel like have really helped you imprint yourself on the team, some of your leaders, your key players that you feel like have a chance to go on and make major waves in college ball? I mean, Langston don't have a lack of talent, I'll tell you that.
No, definitely. You know, I think it's the guys that everybody talks about. You know, Xavier Tiller, Carson Baker, Quartavious Wiggins, Darnell Kelly, Kelsey Adams. You know, it's the guys being guys. You know, I tell them all the time, you know, in big game guys, the guys that show up have to be our guys, and I think they do a great job of just buying in. You know, I've stressed all year that the best players practice the hardest on the best team, so I think they're buying into that. I think that it's a trickle effect down to everybody else.
Coach, I know you got a playoff game coming up next week. You're looking forward to it. What do you think would be the biggest hurdle East Paulden can throw at you guys?
Don't have anything to lose. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. I think they could throw anything at you when they don't have anything to lose. I just think we have to take care of our business, just be sound. I think they do some things that present problems. If we're not sound on our end, I think they got some great receivers, good quarterback. I think they fly around on defense. So I think if we don't come focused, it'll definitely be a tough game.
Well, Coach, I want to wish you well on the upcoming playoffs. Hopefully we get to see you compete for a state title in year one and bring one back to the Hughes.
All right, brother. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate you coming on the show, Coach.
All right. Thanks so much to Austin, Coach Hines, for talking about Langston Hughes. And he talked a lot about culture, and we talk about that pocket. And he talked about, you know, between Creekside and Langston Hughes, I throw Westlake in there. That's that triangle. You don't want to fall in that thing on a Friday night down there, Chris. There's a lot of talent and a lot of pride. They play some really good football for some time there.
Yeah, all three schools down there, really. You know, Westlake's a little bit different now, but wasn't very long ago. They are, too, and they're playing the top class. So, yeah, Westlake, Creekside, and Langston Hughes all very close together, playing a lot of good football. And I don't know if we're going to get into that 5A bracket right now, but I'll just go on and say – I already said I got Buford in 7A. I got Thomas Kane Central in 6A. I got Creekside.
Do you? In the 4A.
I got Creekside when we get to 4A. I'm just going to tell you now.
Let's only dive into the 4A because you know what? Once again, the first game is another team that we don't get to see much in this part of the country. We already talked about we're going to see Colquitt up this way. We're going to get to see E County up this way. We're going to get to see Ware County playing at Flowery Branch, Chris.
How about that? Yeah, Ware County at Flowery Branch. Ware County really good, but you know, that region's really good. So that's, you know, you're looking at Ware County is playing in the same, you know, region as, you know, Warner Robins and, you know, some of these teams are just really good. So they get the 3 seed. They're on the road coming all the way up to Flowery Branch.
Yeah, they're in
that
region.
Had a nice year.
In that region with Perry. That's really good down there, you know. So, yeah, that's a tough one. If you survive and come out of that one, you really
– And Benedictine, that's the other one. Benedictine's in that region too, yeah.
They're the number one seed out of that one. Dalton is the 4. They're going to go to Creekside. You talked about them. This Lithonia-Griffin game, I think this could be a pretty good one, Coach.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good one. Both teams overachieved a little bit this year. Somebody's going to get a playoff win as well. And then a berth with hope with probably Locust Grove.
Yep, Locust Grove.
So what that means, Sam, is Locust Grove or Griffin or Lithonia or Centennial is going to make the quarterfinals.
Wow.
That'd be a great season for one of them, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Then they're going to play Creekside and they're going to take stuff up. But after that,
yeah,
they'll be proud of that quarterfinal run. But after that game in Creekside, they will be stacking up the shoulder pads.
Be taking things up on that.
They can prove me wrong if they want.
Okay. I'm sure they're going to try.
Yeah.
You mentioned Warner Robins. They get Eastside, and Eastside's all as that
great
team.
Great first round game. That's a first round battle. Eastside and Warner Robins, shoot.
Ooh. A good ball game. Maynard Jackson's got to hit the road. They got to go up to Cartersville. They're at home for that one. Yeah, the game below that one, though, Jonesboro and Southwest DeKalb, I think would be a really good one, too.
Yeah, that's a great matchup. Both teams really good. Jonesboro is not your average three seed. They can get going on offense. Yeah, that'll be a good game.
All right, going to the top half, the other side, Ola is there. Ola against Cambridge, and Cambridge has had another good season.
Yeah, Cambridge is really well coached. They do a great job. Ola will be ready to play. It's a tough one, but Cambridge made a run last year. I could see them making a run.
Tucker fought their way in late in the season. They made it, but boy, they got a tough assignment down at Central Carrollton.
Yeah, that's an undefeated Central Carroll team. Man, what are they putting in the water in Carroll County? We're talking about the South Fulton, but my goodness, Carrollton, Central Carroll, Bowden.
Yeah.
My goodness.
They do. They got some good ball. They're playing some good ball down that way. Mays is in. They have to go up to Cass. East Forsyth got the trip to Benedictine. Boy, that's a long ride.
I hope East Forsyth gets the Golden Corral, too. They get them boys a T-shirt, and then let's go on down there and get that taken care of. But Cass, first playoff game in 42 years at Cass, Sam.
Whoa.
42 years. Now, I was around and you were around, but Dom was not the last time that Cass hosted a playoff game.
They will get to do it next week, and what an opponent they have coming in to play against them in Mays. Bottom half of the bracket now in 4A, Blessed Trinity playing at Stockbridge. Stars
Mill. On the road.
On the road.
Blessed Trinity on the road. Sorry, that's a tough assignment. Huh? That's going to be a battle.
Going down that way. Marist is home with the Stars Mill team that had their struggles early in the season. They kind of rebounded late. They're a four seed out of their region. Hiram against a rebounding ML King program. I mean, that program has been struggling for a number of years. Had a great season. They're the number two seed. And then Perry, which is, like you said, comes out of a very difficult region, has to start out up at North Oconee.
Yeah, tough draw for Perry because actually Perry's the four seed that could definitely beat a one seed. But I don't know if they can beat North Oconee. Now, I got Creekside winning this whole thing, Sam. I got Coach Dixon finally getting that 15th game. He's been talking to us since the first time we had this show 5 years ago.
Yeah, he has.
And they've been competing. They've been knocking on the door. I got them winning the whole thing. I hope I ain't jinxing, Coach. But who can beat them? Who can beat them is North Oconee could.
North Oconee could.
Benedictine.
Cartersville. And remember,
yeah, Cartersville could.
The Kale team that we saw to start the season, we thought, after seeing that very first game, that they would be in the mix too.
Yeah, I mean, there's five or six teams that can beat them. I don't think it's a runaway. I just mean, I got them. So I'm not scared. Unlike Dom, I'm not scared to put it out there and see how right I am. It'll be on the Odyssey app for all to mock if I'm wrong, right?
It will be there.
Yeah.
That's what we have as far as that goes. So we got that. We got the 3A. Dom, we got time to do the 3A. We got to wait till we come back for these. We do a little bit of the 3. We can get into a little bit of the 3 while we got here.
We can go fast, Dom.
We can go fast. We look at the upper right hand, Darty, Jefferson, Harlem.
Jefferson.
You like Jefferson? Yeah. Yeah. How about that? Right? Right. I'm looking at Westover and Troop, and Troop is a tough assignment to have to go and play there. And we talk about the seedings. And we talk about the seedings that come into play get there, right?
Yeah, what's different here, Sam, is starting in 3A, you're going 1-32. There's no more ones and four, So these are going to be a lot of games where there is a favorite, right, in the first round. But it should get better second, third round matchups. So, yeah, this top quadrant, Jefferson's going to be a tough out for anybody in that. You get in that bottom quadrant on the left side, Whitewater Jenkins, Cherokee Bluff, Peachtree County, Oconee, Northwest Whitfield, and Beach and West Lawrence. Oconee, Northwest Whitfield, best game in this quadrant. That'll be a battle, close game. Peach County, no way in hell they're the 12th seed. Yeah. They could be like the third or fourth seed. So bad draw for Cherokee Bluff. But I got Peach County winning this quadrant.
Okay. Upper right hand, I'm seeing Cedar Grove and Sandy Creek. Are you kidding me?
I know that was a state championship game you called, right?
Yeah, and we
but, yeah.
And now we got replay. We got Pickens
Sandy
in Monroe.
Creek's really good.
We got Pickens in Monroe Sandy, area. What do you think Pickens
yeah,
in Monroe?
Yeah, Sandy Creek's really good. The Dragons will have a hard time with Monroe area. They're going to play really well to have a chance there. Same way with Gilmer and Douglas. Gilmer run that option, give them a hard time. But Douglas is really good. And then Calhoun and Lumpkin. You know, Lumpkin drew the short straw on that one. But I got Sandy Creek. I got Sandy Creek winning the whole thing in 3A.
All right. I mean, Richmond and Cam Stevenson's got the guys coming up from Augusta, the Musketeers of the Academy of Richmond County will be coming up to play Stevenson. I see Long County, they're coming. They're going to play out in Augusta as well. North Clayton is in at LaGrange. That could be a good ball game.
That could be a good ball game. And then North Hall will probably win big over Mount Zion Jonesboro. But I get Long County, never won a playoff game, Sam. They run that power T. You know I go for them.
Yeah.
You know, they never won a playoff game. Can they get West Side Augusta? West Side was 9-1 this year, really good. And obviously I'm going dumb. I got Stevenson beating Richmond Academy.
There you go. And Dom gives a nod of approval.
I got Sandy Creek winning the whole thing in this bracket.
Yeah, they're going to be awfully tough. All right, folks, we got more brackets to go over. We're going to get through them quickly in our final segment. You stay with us. It's the Ingalls High School Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, and Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929thegame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929thegame.com. Into our final segment on this Friday night, our abbreviated show, our preview show of playoffs that happen next week. There are no games this week. It is a bye week for all GHSA high school football teams that are bound for playoff action next week. And Chris Park and I have been going over the brackets, and with the time we have remaining, Chris, let's jump back in to the brackets. And you talk about the different seedings, starting with 3A. Now we go to 2A and talk about what we see in these brackets.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the same. You're going to see competitiveness, especially when you get into the quarterfinals and the semifinals, where, see, like, remember in 6A, I said Grayson and Carrollton, who are probably two of the best three teams in the entire state, all classes, will play in the quarterfinals. That's kind of sad. It's kind of a bummer. Like, one of those teams have to be out so early. So you don't see that in these. The top-rated teams won't meet until the finals or the semis or, you know, so yeah, you got Butler and Carver, Atlanta, 132. I like Carver.
And talk about
I'll be honest with you, Sam.
And I'll say something about Carver right quick, though. Coach Miles was recognized by the Atlanta City Council this week. The whole team went down to City Hall. So tip of the cap to Coach Miles for the work that he's done at Carver. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll say I like Carver in this bracket. Carver, Columbus, Carver, Atlanta. And if there's any other Carvers, George Washington Carver.
They all do it good.
Yeah, yeah, I like all the Carvers in this 2A.
I tell you this.
Ringgold and Pierce County, that's a battle. Pierce County, a sneaky 16 seed.
Wow. How do they get a 16 seed? Those guys are always tough.
Well, the computer doesn't really have brains, you know. It does a lot of – the computer's smart, but the computer doesn't have eyes. You know, there's a better way to say it.
You got North Murray there too, right?
Yeah, North Murray will be really good. They lost the region championship game to Rockmart, but they'll be really good. That's a tough battle, though, because Cook is pretty good. One of them good South Georgia teams coming up. So they'll give North Murray some problems.
Down in the next quadrant, I'm looking at Hapeville Charter. They jump off the page to me because we know what they always do. And I think those one of those teams that might have a chance to do it. But I see Appling County up there, too. And you know what those guys bring to the table.
Yeah, I like Appling in this whole quadrant. So I like Appling to win over Hart. I like Hapeville to win over Columbus. That'll set up Appling and Hart and Appling and Hapeville Charter. But yeah, Appling's really good. Miller Grove and Spencer could be a good one, and they'll play the winner of Westside, Macon, and Morgan County. Morgan County's really good.
Top half of the other side, you got Carver, Columbus, and you know what they always do. DJ Jones down there, shout out to him in Sports Vision down in Columbus. He said, what do folks in Atlanta think about Carver, Columbus? We think we can set your watch by him. Every year they always show up.
Yeah.
I think they don't want to play him. That's what they probably think. So Carver Columbus is going to beat Redan. Sorry, Redan, prove me wrong. Chris County and Stevens County is a really good second round or a really good first round matchup. So Chris beat Pierce County in a big upset, got him there. Stevens County had a nice season. Franklin will play Callaway. Callaway always good at this time of year. And then Jackson playing Thompson. Thompson always good at this time of year. So it sets up likely a Thompson versus Callaway second round game that could be really good. But I don't like anybody in this quadrant beating Carver Columbus.
Down in this bottom half of there, you got Rockmart down at the very bottom. But in there also you got Burke County. And you got a Columbia team that also had this same kind of schedule as Hapeville Charter, but rallied to run through their region, and they've been tested tough. I'm curious to see how it goes for them.
Yeah, they're going to be ready. If anybody that's listening to this that's not on the computer, obviously don't look now, but at some point you make yourself a note, and you pull up Columbia's football schedule. And remember, they are a 2A school. It is unbelievable. They played Cartersville. They played Carrollton. They played Dose County. They played – I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know what – they're like a glutton for punishment. Like, but this is why you did all that, to make this run in the playoffs, right? Like, they know how to play high-level ball. So, yeah, Columbia will be a tough out. Burke County and Sonorville. Burke County will be ready to go. Laney playing LFO, Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe. LFO traditionally not very good, but having one of the best teams in school history. And then Rockmart – is going to be there at the end. So I like Rockmart in this quadrant.
All right.
And then I'll tell you for the whole thing. You ready for this, Sam?
What's that?
For this whole 2A.
Whole 2A.
I already said.
Yep.
Buford, Thomas County Central, Creekside, Sandy Creek, Carver. I like Carver. But I like Coach Miles and Carver Atlanta, who's never won the state championship. Been close.
Yeah.
I like them winning it.
You think they're going to do it?
I like them beating Carver. I like a Carver-Carver final.
That would be something.
Atlanta-Carver.
Whoa.
In an upset. Because I don't care what these numbers say. Carver-Columbus is the one team in the set. Yeah.
We will watch and see what happens with that one. All right, got a few minutes left. Let's go to the single A's. Go to Division I. Anything jump out to you at all in this one? I see Dublin in that top half. I see Heard County at the top half. That's who you're watching for.
Yeah, Heard, Fitzgerald, and Dublin in that top quadrant are all pretty good. You know, in that bottom quadrant, you got Northeast Macon, who played in the state championship last year, but Toombs being the winner last year.
Right.
They're at the bottom lurking. So I like Toombs there. You look at the top right, you know, you got Jeff Davis and Bleckley County both playing. That's a first-round game. That's a good first-round game. And Oglethorpe County and Elbert, a good one. And I'm going to make my bold prediction here and say Oglethorpe County upsets Elbert County in the Granite Bowl.
You got to go to the Granite Bowl to play that one.
That's why I'm just calling it like I see it. But Worth County is really good in that class, too, in that quadrant. Then you got Jasper County and Gordon Central. Bremen and Pepperell should be a good one. Dodge County coming all the way up to Rabun County. And Berrien playing Lamar, and Lamar County is really good.
Yep.
So, you know, this one I thought was the hardest one for me to pick, who I thought was going to win the whole thing. But I'm going to go with Toombs to go back-to-back.
Wow. Let's see if they can do it. One of the truly great stories of last year's state playoffs, all the team had to do with the hurricane came through and the damage, and they didn't have power down there for a couple of weeks, and boy, they still managed to come out and win the state championship. Let's go to Division II, run through that one, upper right hand, and see who you like as far as that one goes.
Yeah, Wheeler County's undefeated. I'm going to be honest with you, Sam, we get into small places here, so I know a little about them. But Wheeler County, having one of the best teams in school history, undefeated. But Clinch,
always
really good. Yeah. I got Clinch being the best team in this top quadrant. When you look at the bottom left quadrant, you got Seminole County and Washington Wilkes, Bowden, Wilcox County, Jenkins against Wilkinson, and Lanier against Schley. Nobody's beating Bowden, Sam. I'm not even going to joke about that. So Bowden coming out of that one.
Yeah.
Looking at the top, who stands out to you up the top right bracket?
Top right? Wow.
That's a medium kind of grit. It's a lot of all right teams in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got Charlton. You got Charlton up there. Watch Charlton. You know.
Yeah.
And then Early County.
Early County's a one seed. They'll be pretty good. Screven will be pretty good in there. But that, you know, maybe Screven can slip by and come out of there. But Charlton County always really good too. The bottom right, you got Brooks County, who's a two seed. They have another brutal non-region run. But don't count out Brooks County. They'll be ready. But I'll tell you the team I really like down here is Lincoln County. You know, obviously I like them over Randolph Clay, but I like Lincoln County really coming out of this. I actually like Lincoln County going all the way to the state championship game to play Bowdoin. And then I got Bowdoin. I mean, I'm really going out on a limb here, Sam.
Okay.
I got Bowdoin for Peyton.
Wow. Because that's what they do. Talk about a team you can set your watch by. Those guys are always there. All right, private class, and these are the teams that will have, some of them will have a bye next week, some, not all.
Yes, a lot of them have byes, and so there's not that many games, so I'll just highlight the quadrants. The top left quadrant, here's the teams you got to worry about. Fellowship Christian, Savannah Christian, Christian Heritage in the winter of Savannah Country Day and Mount Vernon. I like Fellowship Christian and Savannah Christian to play to win this quadrant, and I got Fellowship with the win.
Okay. Bottom half of it, you got Whitfield Academy. I know that Day-Day is all excited about them being in there, right?
Yeah, Day-Day Jr. will be out there. He'll be ready to go. Whitfield Academy will be really good. I got them beaten by this week. I got them winning that one and getting into the next round, and I got them even going to the next round. But eventually, they're going to roll up on Calvary Day.
Yeah.
And I got Calvary Day winning that quadrant there, and they would match up with Fellowship Christian in my semifinal game.
Upper right, we got Athens Academy. They got a bye. Mount Perrin and Holy Innocence is there. Landmark is there in Greater Atlanta Christian.
Yeah, Greater Atlanta Christian, I got to see them in person a little bit. They got a really good team, but I really like Athens Academy. I think Athens Academy and Greater Atlanta Christian will make it through those parts, and Athens Academy winning that quadrant.
All right. In the bottom half there, we got Prince Avenue. We know what they normally do. And down at the bottom, you got Hebron Christian. In between, there's Lovett and there's Wesleyan. But I think.
Yeah, Trinity Christian. This is the toughest quadrant. But I would say Hebron, Prince Avenue will make runs. Hebron will beat them again. Hebron will win the whole thing. Back to back for Hebron. I got Hebron, Bowdoin, you know, Toombs County. You know, I got Sandy Creek, I got Creekside, I got Thomas County Central, and Buford, Sam.
Wow. And that's it. So things to watch. If you're keeping score at home, jot those down and follow with us as next week as we go on the road to the bins.
Yeah, and all you other teams, use it as bulletin board material. You're welcome. I'm glad I could help you. You know,
because after this week, well, you know, the team meetings will go down. Of course, they've been doing some working out, but then it really gets serious this week as they get set to play the playoff games next Friday night. And of course, we'll be here to give you all the details here on the Scoreboard Show.
We're going the whole time next Friday, Sam.
Oh, the whole show. Dom,
go Hawks.
for a couple of weeks. Dom, thanks for the work on the other side of the glass tonight. As always, we thank Austin McCall and Day-Day Lewis for their updates. Chris Parker, always great to have you in the house with it. I will not be here with Greg Clarkson Sunday morning. You know why? Because the Falcons are playing early Sunday, and we're going to have the pregame show at 7:30, kickoff at 9:30. Falcons playing in Berlin, Germany, and you can hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'll see you guys next week, CBS Atlanta at 6 and 11. Thanks so much for tuning in for the Ingles Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.